As the debate over the constitutionality of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act ends, a new debate begins. The Supreme Court upheld the law, commonly known as Obamacare, in a 5-4 decision. To the surprise of members on both the left and the right, Chief Justice John Roberts joined the four liberal justices in allowing the individual mandate to stand as a tax. The ruling adds a new twist during a presidential campaign year. President Obama praised the ruling on what is seen as his largest legislative achievement, but the ruling places the president in an awkward position. While pushing for the passage of the bill in late 2009, the president argued the bill was not a tax, but rather a penalty. The law requires every American to purchase health insurance or pay a fine to the IRS. Both President Obama and his challenger Mitt Romney are wavering on the issue. The Supreme Court ruling may have raised more questions than it settled. Hans Van Spakovsky is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He says the Supreme Court made a clear ruling.
According to the Supreme Court, it's a tax. And in fact, that is what they said it was in order to uphold its constitutionality and to say that it was within the power of Congress.
Since the ruling, the administration continues to assert that the provision is not a tax, but a penalty. Francesca Labasso is director of organizing for Healthcare Now. She says she isn't buying into a debate over a label.
It doesn't matter to me, honestly, because for me, we still need single-payer universal health care. So whether we call it a tax or a fine is sort of irrelevant.
Although both sides are struggling to define the provision, the court made a distinction between a penalty and a tax. Von Spakovsky says there are key differences between the two.
The way the Supreme Court had looked at this in the past, and the way people generally looked at this, was that a penalty is, the thing it's most similar to is a fine. You know, if you violate certain environmental laws, you can have a civil fine imposed on you. That's a penalty. When you have to pay some amount to the IRS, and it's the IRS that's responsible for administering it, I mean, that's generally seen as a tax.
Now that the court ruled on the issue, the law will be implemented across the country. The ruling has opponents of Obamacare on edge. Von Spakovsky says the court has opened the door for future taxes.
This reading by the Supreme Court so expands the taxing power of Congress that the effects could be just longstanding and widespread, because the Supreme Court has basically said Congress can impose a tax for any reason or no reason. That means that any and all taxes that want to be imposed by Congress on individuals or businesses are now going to be able to easily sustain any challenge by anyone before the Supreme Court.
Other opponents see this law as an opportunity for the government to raise taxes immediately. Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He says this law is nothing but a series of new taxes.
20 tax increases in Obamacare are now front and center. It's now clear that this is all about a massive tax increase to pay for a lot of government spending. If you have health insurance now, the government is going to tax you to pay for other people's health insurance, and it's a massive transfer of income and wealth, and it's yet again big government.
Critics maintain that the law will have a profound impact on American businesses. Norquist says Obamacare will hurt both business owners and employees alike.
It's a tax if you don't buy the insurance that they want you to buy. It's a rather expensive tax, and it grows year by year. And then there's a tax on your employer if he can't afford to buy health insurance for you. That'll raise the price up to about $3,000. That's $3,000 that comes directly out of what you could have been paid.
Supporters of health care reform say changes need to be made in order to fix problems with the current system. Labasso says she doesn't mind paying more money for societal benefits.
I can't speak about broader economic theory or anything like that, but I mean, I know that when I think of taxes, I think of paying what I can into sort of the general good, you know, the services that are paid for by taxes, like public education, fire departments, our police, roads, things like that. These are all things that are community goods. It makes sense that we all pay into them, and I think healthcare is the same thing. I mean, I think that I'd be more than happy to pay small income tax that would go into a general fund that would guarantee that me and everyone had access.
An answer to this debate may come soon as Americans head to the polls to decide the future direction of the country. This is Adam Albrecht of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.